for a long, long time, the NSABP has sort of attempted to do things nobody else would ever begin to do. And this trial definitely falls into that category. And you know, what about the issue of trying to do the quality control of the hepatic therapy?
It's a great question. And we're doing it two ways. For the NSABP trial, not only do we have a group of people who have been educated for years through the NSABP, who have particular experience, but we have a quality control section where to participate, you have to have done a requisite amount of surgeries, a requisite amount of pump placements on the surgical side, and on the medical oncology side, you have to have experience using the pump and delivering pump chemotherapy. In addition, we've created an educational component that we've used twice now, once more successfully than other, where we have the sites or the individuals who want to participate come to an educational session at one of our meetings. And we did that in the ramp-up period, in addition to putting on a symposium, particularly about this. I know that some of the other cooperative groups that the NCCTG is planning this.
Interesting. How many docs right now are certified or sort of on board?
What I did in the preparation period at the NSABP meetings and just by emails was I started collecting the names, email addresses, and contacts. And what we built was a roster of 40 sites/individuals who would be willing to participate and had a level of expertise. You do the calculations there. If you have 40 sites, we expected about 5 patients eligible and accrued per site per year. We anticipated about a 2-year accrual period once everybody was up and had their IRB approvals.